Good morning, everyone. Oh, there it is. Good morning, everyone. And welcome. I'm Nathan Brimmer, the city's LGBTQ liaison, and it is my pleasure. It is my pleasure to welcome you to the City of St. Petersburg 2026 Pride Flag Raising Ceremony. Thank you all for being here. We are honored to be joined today by Mayor Kenneth T. Welch, members of City Council, Representative Michelle Rayner, Representative Lindsay Cross, School Board Chair Caprice Edmond, members of the St. Pete Pride Board of Directors, community leaders, partners, advocates, and you, residents of the City of St. Pete. Thank you all for being here as we recognize the contributions, resilience, and diversity of our LGBTQ plus community and reaffirm our commitment to continuing to build a city where everyone feels welcome and valued. To begin today's ceremony, it is my pleasure to introduce the chair of the St. Petersburg City Council, Council Chair Lizette Hanowitz.
Thank you, Nathan. Wow, what energy so early in the morning. Good morning. First of all, I want to acknowledge my colleagues here with me on City Council. First of all, we'll start with Council Member Gabbard right here. Let's give her a pound of applause. Council Member Driscoll. Council Member Fig Sanders. Vice Chair Floyd back there. Council Member Gerdes back there. Council Member Harding back there. Thank you all for being here on this beautiful morning as we raise the pride flag over St. Petersburg. I also want to thank our community leaders, advocates, city staff, and partners who make this gathering possible and who continue to do this work every single day. Yep. Let's give them a round of applause here. Pride, of course, is a celebration. It is a chance to recognize that LGBTQ plus individuals who have shaped our city, the state of Florida, and our nation, it have done so much for us. It is a chance to celebrate the courage it takes to live authentically and openly. Pride is also a reminder that progress does not happen on its own. Every right we enjoy exists because people were willing to speak up, to stand together, to insist that our country live up to its values. As many of you know, I'm the daughter of Cuban exiles. My family story taught me something that has guided me through my life. Democracy is not guaranteed. It is not self-executing. Rights are not permanently simply because we believe they should be or because they exist today. Every generation inherits the responsibility to protect them. That is why visibility matters. That is why representation matters. And that is why we raise this flag year after year, because when we see people see themselves reflected in their community, they understand something important. They belong. We live in a time when for many, that message may seem obvious. For others, it is life-changing. Today, there are young people across Florida facing deeply personal questions about their future. Will they be able to show up as who they are at school, at work, in their communities? Can they build a life, a family, and a future here without having to hide any part of themselves? Will they be safe? I want everyone who is facing those questions to hear this very clearly. You belong, period. You belong in this city. You belong at the table. You belong in our schools, in our workplaces, in our neighborhoods, in our houses of worship, in our businesses, in City Hall. And every place where the future of St. Petersburg is shaped. You are valued, and no matter what anyone tries to tell you, whether it comes from a bully, a law, a headline, or even that voice in your head that sometimes whispers otherwise, you are not alone. That message is especially important as we approach a painful anniversary for our state. Next week marks 10 years. 10 years since the horrific tragedy at Pulse Nightclub in Orlando. 49 lives were taken in an act of hatred and violence that forever changed Florida's LGBTQ plus community and our state. The people we lost were friends and partners, neighbors and co-workers, people with dreams, relationships and futures that were taken far too soon. We hold their families, their loved ones, and the survivors in our hearts. And we honor them not only by remembering their names, but by continuing the work of building communities where everyone can live openly, safe, and without fear. That work requires all of us. It requires us to reject the idea that anyone should be punished and pushed into the shadows. Because hate thrives when people are isolated, silenced, or made to feel invisible. It requires us to understand the fights of others, especially when those fights are different from our own. It requires us to remember that inclusion is not a weakness, it is a strength, our strength. And it requires us to proclaim that diversity is not a slogan. It is the lived reality of our community and the cornerstone of a democracy. One of the things I love most about St. Petersburg is when that we understand something fundamental. Community is built through relationships. It is built when people feel seen, when they feel respected, when they know that they have a place. In St. Petersburg, we know that a city is strongest when every resident can participate fully, openly, and safely. This is what this flag represents, not a symbol of division, a symbol of belonging. People, our neighbors, our co-workers, our friends, our families. And so today, as we raise this flag, let us recommit ourselves to those values. Let us continue building a city where everyone knows they belong, where no one has to choose between being themselves and being part of our community, where freedom is protected, dignity is honored, and joy is allowed to flourish. Let us honor those who came before us by protecting the freedoms that they fought for.
That's right.
And let us never forget that joy itself is courage. Happy Pride, St. Pete.
Even though it's a little cloudy, the sun shines so brightly in this city, I realize it's hard for me to see this. That's what we're known for. Oh, Rep. Rayner. Nobody's old here. Thank you, Chair Hanowitz, for those beautiful words. Representative Michelle Rayner has been a dedicated advocate for equality, for opportunity, and for inclusive communities throughout Florida, and certainly here at home in St. Petersburg. Please join me in welcoming Representative Michelle Rayner.
Happy Pride! Happy Pride to the girls, the gays, the theys, the accomplices. Happy Pride! I feel like y'all could do a little bit better because I need y'all to let Ronald Dion hear it. Happy Pride! That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Yes. Well, I am so grateful to be here. For those that do not know me, my name is Michelle Rayner. I represent State House District 62 right here in St. Petersburg. And also in Tampa, my pronouns are she, they, and tired. Because good Lord. And I am so happy to be here. I am the first openly queer Black woman to hold any public office in the state of Florida. And I do it proudly, and I lean into it every day. And we are here for Pride. Yes, we are here for this flag raising. And I'm going to invoke my good sis, Dominique Morgan. Imagine. Imagine us not having a mayor that doesn't support pride. Imagine not us having a city council that doesn't support pride. Guess what? We ain't got to imagine it because we have it right here. My God, on today, we have it right here. We have a mayor and a city council that is inclusive, not only in word, but also in deed. Because how many cities do you know that would shut down a city block to make sure that they were in the face of a governor that says, I'm going to snatch money away from you. Let's go ahead and lean in just a little bit more. Let's go ahead and lean in just a little bit more. Because guess what? What we understand that pride was not only about rainbows and parades, and we love those things, but pride is always about a protest. It is always about resistance. And in this moment, we must resist. In this moment, we must resist. Our joy is our resistance. Our showing up as who we are is our resistance. Our joy is our protest. A showing up as who we are is our protest. And in this moment where we are facing forces that are coming at us, we must clearly show up as who we are. So if you are of the community, show up, but also to the accomplices. And I'm not talking about allies because I don't want to talk to y'all. I'm talking to accomplices. I'm talking to folks who want to have some skin in the game. It's also going to require y'all to show up in a way that's also going to cost you something in this moment. And she's probably going to get kill me, but I want to bring up an accomplice of mine, Representative Lindsey Cross. We served together in the State House. Many of you may know that she has an announcement, but I'm going to honor her today because she has been an accomplice not only here in the State House, but also here in St. Petersburg as well. She has done the work, and this is what it means. Just because I may show up in my queerness, there are times that she has taken the mantle in the State House and has done the work even for when we couldn't do it in our own community. So I also want to honor her today as being an accomplice. Because guess what, y'all? It's going to take all of us. It's going to take those of the community, but it's also going to take our accomplices. Because right now, if you have the privilege of being an accomplice, we need you to make sure that you are doing the thing and that you are pushing back against this rhetoric, pushing it back against this agenda that the governor and these Republicans have. I don't care if it's not partisan. We're going to name it today. It's going to take all of us. They are trying to snatch away our identity as a city, but the matter is not so. We know who we are. We are St. Pete. We are inclusive. This is the place for everybody to be. So if you are the girls, the gays, the theys, the accomplices, this is your time. This is our moment, not just in pride, but throughout the year. To show up, to show out, and to resist with joy, and to resist with pride. Thank y'all so much.
Woo. Thank you, Representative Rayner. Thank you. Mayor Kenneth D. Welch. Whew, I'm still catching my breath. Mayor Welch has championed a vision of St. Petersburg, as Michelle so passionately described, where opportunity is unquestionably accessible, where neighborhoods are empowered, and where every resident feels they belong. As we celebrate Pride Month, we're grateful for leadership that fosters a city where diversity is valued and all people are welcomed. Please join me in welcoming Mayor Kenneth T. Welch.
Good morning, St. Pete. How are y'all doing? Thank you all so much for being here today. To our council, Chair Hanowitz, Representative Rayner, thank you for those words. It is truly a pleasure to be here this morning as we officially kick off Pride Month. I want to begin by recognizing our city council members, our community leaders, our advocates, and local elected officials who are joining us this morning. Representative Cross, I know you've got an announcement, but on behalf of the city of St. Pete, thank you for your leadership.
Yes.
I want to thank you all for being here today and for continuing to stand with our LGBTQ community. And most importantly, thank you to the residents, the organizers, the allies, and families who show up year after year to make Pride in St. Pete something so special. I want to thank everyone. I want to ask everyone to look to your left and look to your right. Say hello to the person next to you. Look the other way and say hello. I guess Representative Raina, turn to your neighbor.
Turn to your neighbor.
And say hello. But when you look around this crowd today, you see St. Petersburg. You see friends and coworkers, family and neighbors. You see people from different backgrounds, different experiences, different generations, all coming together with a shared belief that everyone deserves dignity, respect, and the freedom to be themselves. And that matters especially right now. Because the truth is, our LGBTQ friends, family, and neighbors have faced real attacks in recent months. At the state level, at the federal level, and across this country. We've seen attempts to divide communities, attempts to erase people and history, attempts to make our neighbors feel unseen, unsafe, and unwelcome simply because of who they are. And those moments foster hate and division. They create uncertainty. They create fear, especially for young people who are still learning to embrace who they are and where they belong. But today, here in St. Petersburg, that is not who we are.
That's right.
We send a different message. We send a message to our LGBTQ friends and family that you belong here.
That's right.
You are valued here. And you are loved and respected here in the city of St. Petersburg. St. Pete has always been a city that believes that people should be able to live openly, safely, and authentically. That principle is something we have to stand on, and it's bigger than politics. It speaks to our character as a community, and it speaks to who we are. And while others may choose division, we choose compassion. While others traffic in fear, we choose hope. While others try to drag us backward, we continue to fight to move forward together. And that fight is not finished. We will continue our work to ensure equality, opportunity, safety, and representation for everyone in our community. St. Pete has never backed away from doing the hard work of standing up for what is right. We will not let our LGBTQ community be silenced. We will not allow fear to drown out freedom. And we will continue to stand together to speak out and to lead with love and courage, because that is who we are. We are a resilient city. We are a compassionate city. We are a welcoming city, and we are not going backwards.
That's right.
And why is that? Y'all know why. Because we are St. Pete. God bless y'all. Happy Pride.
Thank you, Mayor Welch. St. Pete Pride has grown into one of the largest Pride celebrations in this country, bringing together hundreds of thousands of residents and visitors while uplifting the history, culture, and contributions of the LGBTQ plus community. Please welcome the president of St. Pete Pride's Board of Directors, Dr. Byron Green Kalish.
Good morning, y'all. I am so excited to be here, more specifically because the last time I saw Mayor, he outdressed me. And I thought maybe I could give y'all a little tan suit moment for those. If you know, you know. But I'd like to start off, if you don't know, I'm a student of history, with the words of Pauli Murray, a queer femme pastor, civil rights attorney, that shared that true community is based upon equality, mutuality, reciprocity. It affirms the richness and individual diversity as well as the common human ties that bind us together. These words hit different now. In this moment of darkness, this moment that feels closer to midnight than it does to morning, there's always a reason that we reach for the sun, specifically here in the city of sunshine. That even in our darkest season, and again, let me make no mistake, that we have lived through some of the darkest times, there is still something in us that makes us turn towards the light. Not because the darkness isn't real, and not because the struggle is over, but because we are a people who've always known that joy is not a reward for surviving. Joy is the resistance itself. Before I say anything else, I need to say a thank you to a few people. To Mayor Kenneth Welch, we and our city council, thank you for being here, for standing with us in this community. Yes, please, clap. And more importantly, making sure that this flag goes up here in the city. Your presence matters more than you know. To our St. Pete Pride Board of Directors, you have shown up with creativity, with courage, and an unwillingness to shrink. I am honored to serve alongside of every single one of you. To our volunteers, because let me be clear, we only pay one person. So everybody, most people that you see working with us are volunteers. To the ones that set up before dawn and break down after dark, who hand out water, give directions, and sunscreen. But more importantly, hold space. This organization runs on your love. Full stop. And to our newly crowned royal court, Mr. Ashton Opulence. Miss Amani Valentino. And Mix Kinsey Lavish. I welcome you. You carry something sacred now. Wear it boldly. You are exactly who this community needs in this moment. Thank you. Friends, every time this flag goes up, I think about the people who made it possible. Not the institutions, not the sponsors, the people. Very importantly, I think about Marsha P. Johnson, who was at the Stonewall Uprising before there was a movement, who asked nothing in return from her community except that we keep fighting. Marsha, who threw bricks through parties and reminded us that survival and celebration are not opposites. I think about Sylvia Rivera, who stood up for the most marginalized members of our community when the mainstream movement wanted to leave them behind. Sylvia, who said, "We are still here," who never stopped building freedom anyway. I think about Audre Lorde, the poet, the warrior, the mother, who told us that our silence will not protect us. Who taught us that the tools of liberation are joy, community, and radical self-love. She wrote, "When I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in service of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether I am afraid." We are their vision made real. And every year we gather here, we are proof that their work was not in vain. I want to get a little personal here. The past years have been hard. We've taken on a lot, and I will not pretend anything otherwise. Our organization has navigated some really difficult things over the last few years, weathering storms, vendors, sponsors pulling out, the philanthropic landscape changing drastically. And more importantly, we felt the weight of a political movement that has made the simple act of showing up as ourselves feel like an act of courage.
Shame.
Shame. As the first Black board president of St. Pete Pride, the largest Pride organization in the state of Florida, again, I'm going to say this one more time because my best friend told me I don't talk enough. The first Black board president of St. Pete Pride. I do not take this moment lightly. I carry with me the names of those who came before us. I carry the weight of our trans siblings, especially our Black and brown trans siblings, who continue to face relentless assault on their dignity, their safety, and their very existence. To them, I say what I will always say. We see you, we need you, and you will never stand alone. And I didn't plan this part, but here comes the sun. This theme is not naive. It is not a turn away from the struggle. It is a declaration borrowed from Marsha, from Sylvia, from Byard, from Audrey, that even after the longest night, the sun does in fact still rise. The sun does not ask for permission to shine, and neither will we. So today, at this flag raising, as it raises above our city, let it be a signal to every young person who isn't sure that they belong, know that you belong here. To every elder who has been fighting since before it was safe. We see your sacrifice. To every family, every ally, every person who drove here this morning because you believe in something bigger than fear, I want to thank you as well. Thank you for not letting them dim our joy, our shine, who we are, and thank you for choosing again and again to come back to the light. So friends, here comes the sun, and we, all of us, together, are ready.
Thank you, Byron. At this time, as the sun peeks through the clouds, we invite you and all of your attention to this flagpole. The Pride flag represents the diversity, strength, and ongoing journey toward equality and belonging for LGBTQ+ people. Today, as we raise this flag above City Hall, we celebrate you, our community. We honor those who have paved the way, and we reaffirm our commitment to ensuring that St. Petersburg remains a city where all people can live, work, and thrive. Together, our leaders and all of you will raise this flag as we officially begin Pride Month in St. Petersburg. So, if we have the flag, please.